crisis of our republic, waging war on the new world order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
The nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
I'm just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America, hour number two. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here as well, and it continues to be the 14th of March, 2015, as we're talking about the final report of the Sandy Hook Commission, something that I wanted to get to last time, but we just ran out of time, and unfortunately, time is getting away from us again. It seems like when we get here, things go by very, very quickly. But anyway, there's like 25 of these recommendations, and I'm just trying to hit some of the highlights. That's the gun control stuff, Nancy. Then, of course, predictably, we have mental health things. And I want to hit some of the stuff that they talk about regarding mental health. They say the commission advocates, this is page 87 of the report, the commission advocates a comprehensive, integrated approach to mental health that prioritizes healthy child development, which in turn requires healthy families and caring, resilient communities. You know, kind of like Hillary Clinton said, it takes a village to raise a child. They say, number one, those are my words, not theirs, of course. They say laying the groundwork for lifelong mental health. Is a research in the social, behavioral, and life sciences have firmly established that the centrality of early childhood to healthy brain development, as Harvard University's Center on the Developing Child explains, early experiences affect the development of brain architecture, which provides the foundation for all future learning, behavior, and health. Just as a weak foundation compromises the quality and strength of a house, adverse experiences early in life can impair brain architecture with negative effects lasting into adulthood.
I love the word centrality. Centrality. What a word. In other words, centralized.
Mm-hmm. I say even a rough beginning, however, does not condemn a child to a lifelong time of illness. Rather, childhood offers multiple opportunities to develop the psychological, emotional, and social resources necessary for resilience. We as a society must endeavor to provide the conditions within which all infants and children can form positive, secure attachments, know that their basic needs for food, shelter, and love can be met, receive competent and developmentally appropriate health care, take advantage of educational opportunities to cultivate social and emotional as well as cognitive capabilities, and access effective support and treatment services for any behavioral health challenges that may emerge. Our current system fails many children and youth who are at risk for developing behavioral health disorders. Later portions of this report address some of the barriers that frustrate access to effective mental health care. But even where services to treat the symptoms of mental illness are available, these work, if at all, primarily for people with existing mental health diagnoses. Now, I want to stop here for just a moment and interject. Why am I taking the time to do this? Because you might not live in Connecticut, and you might say, well, you know, what do I care? I don't live in Connecticut. But you got to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of these measures that are being pulled off, number one, the federal government has been very involved in facilitating this false flag operation. And they're doing this for a specific purpose. Some of the stuff that they're referencing here is stuff that the federal government has been pushing for years. Namely, does the name New Freedom Commission on Mental Health ring a bell? That was something that was being pushed under the Bush administration. So this is not, even though this specifically is applied to Connecticut, don't think that they're not going to try to push this in your state as well. They say these Let me back up here so this makes sense. Even where services to treat the symptoms of mental illness are available, these work, if at all, primarily for people with existing mental health diagnoses, offering very little in the service of prevention. In addition, most existing programs and services are structured and financed in ways that deny continuity of care. Now, listen to this. They say what we need instead is a holistic approach that will follow children from birth to adulthood, identifying risk factors, reinforcing protective factors, and promoting positive development throughout. How do you like them apples? A holistic approach that will follow children from birth to adulthood. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, mental health screening and making sure that government is involved in every aspect of that child's mental health development from cradle to grave. Does that sound a little bit tyrannical to you, Nancy? It does to me.
Well, it certainly doesn't sound like freedom.
So, they continue. They say, this approach must include peer as well as professional support and must direct services toward prevention as well as treatment. Prevention as well as treatment.
You know what it sounds like, Darren? It sounds like the Department of Agriculture's control over herds in the United States. Literally from birth to grave. Or it sounds like, the companies who own chicken, Tyson, who own eggs and control them from the egg to the slaughter to the selling them on the market. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like to me, too.
Yep.
It should embrace system of care principles, including greater coordination and efficiency of care, community partnerships, inclusion of families and youth as collaborators. So families and youth are just collaborators and decision makers, and incorporation of evidence-based practices as an ongoing framework. The commission endorses an integrated model of healthcare that consolidates primary, pediatric, and behavioral health in a medical home. This model should be family-centered and attuned to the environmental contexts in which families exist. Although a comprehensive developmental approach begins in the earliest moments of life, our behavioral health system more generally must address the needs of individuals, families, and communities across the lifespan. And it goes on from there. I'll skip down here in the interest of time because I don't want to spend too long on this. I just wanted to hit some of the highlights, if you can call them highlights. Concluding thoughts. Page 108 of this report. A growing chorus of voices has called for dramatic reforms to existing mental and behavioral health care systems at both the state and national levels. Over a decade ago, the President's new Freedom Commission on Mental Health urged better coordination between primary and behavioral health care and less fragmented and more consumer and family-driven system of care, as well as more involvement by schools, listeners, in children's mental health care. This is a recipe, by the way, and this is me talking now.
And keep in mind, when you're talking about schools, when you're talking about public schools, you're talking about government schools.
Yeah, of course. Even private schools. Many private schools, you're talking about government schools, because private schools, many of them accept federal funding.
Yep.
And so this is you have to keep that in mind. If they're accepting federal funding, ladies and gentlemen, they have to implement the federal programs, the federal controls. Anyway, they say, and what I was going to say a moment ago is that this is a recipe for government to be involved in every aspect of your child's rearing. You know, if they can, under the guise of stopping these shooters and ensuring the adequate and proper development of your child's mental health, then that is the foot in the door to basically intrude in family life everywhere. And, you know, I remember that's one of the things that we talked about prior to the Obamacare passage. Do you remember that, Nancy? Home visitations?
Yeah.
We actually put a video on YouTube about that. They were discussing how there were going to be home visitations. And this is what I think they're addressing here in this report. Finishing this up real quick. They say, within the past several months, a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation brief embraced wellness promotion as a model for children's behavioral health and illuminated the harms wrought by the artificial distinction between physical and mental health that has long organized the financing and delivery of health care for our country. In Connecticut, several reports have emerged over the past 2 years cataloging the many shortcomings of our state's behavioral health systems serving child, youth, and adult populations. All of these thoughtful investigations have yielded specific recommendations designed to achieve a better integrated, more easily navigable, and more equitable behavioral health system. The commission joins these voices in urging adoption of a new model of care, one that emphasizes wellness while effectively and compassionately addressing illness, that places positive child development and healthy families, listeners, front and center. How are they going to determine what a healthy family is? They're going to crawl up your hind end and pitch a tent. That's what they're going to do. And that breaks down existing silos to provide holistic and continuous care across the population. We support the Affordable Care Act's affirmation that prevention, early intervention, and treatment of mental and substance use disorders are an integral part of improving and maintaining overall health. So just leaving that there, you know, there's a lot more to this. I've got other things, but what it looks like to me is that they are just in very much the way that they are addressing pre-crime or pre-terrorist activities and attempting to prevent that, even though they are the ones that pull them off in most cases. Now they're attempting to involve themselves in pre-mental disorder. One of the things they say here is schools should form multidisciplinary risk assessment teams. This is page 111 of the report. Schools should inform multidisciplinary risk assessment teams that gather information on and respond supportively to children. Folks, intelligence teams. They don't call them that, but that's what they are. They're gathering information on the children. The children who may pose a risk to others or face a risk to themselves due to toxic stress, trauma, social isolation, or other factors. God help you if you're an introvert. You must be mentally ill if you're into social isolation. Schools should look to factors such as social connectedness in identifying children at risk. All school staff should be trained in inquiry-based techniques to apply when disciplinary issues arise in order to deepen their understanding of how children's behavior can be linked to underlying stressors. I mean, is this total garbage or what? But folks, this is all comes out of the Hegelian dialectic. This all comes out to this false flag operation, which they pulled off.
This is absolutely horrifying.
They say,
horrifying.
Each board of education must ensure that children with disabilities be identified and evaluated in accordance with the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, where parents elect to homeschool children. Because you know that's obviously what the next step is going to be. Well, we got to pull our kids out of the schools, right? Well, they thought of that. Where parents elect to homeschool children with an identified disability, the homeschooled child shall have an individual education program, or IEP, approved by the special education director of the area education agency, as well as access to special education services. Periodic reports regarding the progress of such homeschooled children should be filed with the local superintendent at least annually, and be prepared by an individualized education program team selected by the parent. The state should consider requiring that a parent's obligations under state law encompass approval of the individualized education plan and adequate progress as documented in these reports. Anyway, that's all I'm going
to...
Yeah, that's all I'm going to share with you on that. I'll put that whole report into the show notes for your perusal, I'm trying to say. But cradle to grave, ladies and gentlemen, everything's got to be tracked.
Yep.
Everything's got to be watched. They got to profile, collect intel on you while your children is in school, are in school. Welcome to the New World Order. You know, it isn't enough that we already have insanity going on in our schools all over the place. As a matter of fact, Nancy, here's a case in point that...
New at 10, hair today, but will a St. Francis County student still be gone from class tomorrow?
Yeah, the high school junior sent home because her hair was what administrators called, quote, not a natural color. Fox 2's Rebecca Roberts has this hair dye debate.
Savannah Casey should be in school on a Tuesday, but instead she spent the day at home in Irondale because of her hair.
She just wanted it a little bit different. We had a bunch of snow days and we did some girl stuff and dyed her hair.
The Garnier Fructis Permanent Auburn dye turned Savannah's natural red hair a little brighter than expected. But she didn't expect the West County High School principal to object.
Okay, he goes, your hair is really bright. I said, okay. He goes, you need to call your mom and have her come pick you up. So I tried to go back today, and he said I couldn't stay because my hair was still the same color.
Savannah was told her hair violates the school's dress and grooming code. According to the school handbook, non-natural hair colors will not be permitted. For example, green, purple, blue, etc.
But I dyed it auburn, which was what was on the box. And auburn to me is natural, just like strawberry blonde, or black, or brown.
According to Savannah here, the superintendent insisted that her hair was orange, not red. Well, you can't get more orange than a clementine, so you be the judge. West St. Francis County Superintendent Stacy Stevens couldn't comment specifically on Savannah's situation, but he says this hair color policy has been in place for decades.
We try to work with the students to be fair. We don't want them out of school. We don't tend to have issues with this policy. I think.
Well, apparently you do, because now you're on the news.
And our parents are accepting of it. And like I said, it's been in place for a long time. And so we feel like it's a policy that works.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to school. I want to get all my grades and stuff.
Savannah hopes the school district will work with her, especially since the dye will probably dull over time. Her mother wishes the principal would worry about bigger issues instead.
Instead of maybe picking up on the bullying and kids who are actually causing trouble. It's a hair color.
Rebecca Roberts, Fox 2 News.
So there you go. The country has gone insane, Nancy. Now, do I have
absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not sure. Okay, I guess the break is going to hit when the break is supposed to hit this hour. Okay. So there you go. Unbelievable. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and we'll take the break. And when we come back, we'll continue on here. Lots more to cover here, ladies and gentlemen, as Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay with us.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back. This is Govern America. Nancy Levanis here. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, do you have anything you wanted to cover, Nancy, before we move on?
Yeah, the one thing that I was thinking of, Darren, is, you know, with everything that you've covered today, from the gun situation to John Kerry and this massive, massive, dangerous power grab by the government to a school having lifelong mental health control over a kid, and even control over what color a kid can dye their hair. I have to go back to last week where we said, where's the outrage? Where is the outrage, people? What else are you going to allow?
I don't know. I've been asking myself that question for many years.
I mean, where are the people?
You know,
I mean, if there's no stoppers on all of this stuff, then they're just going to keep going until there's literally nothing left. And we're so close to that point, Darren. We're so close.
I agree.
And where's the outrage?
You know, we got the situation going in the Middle East right now. We talked earlier about ISIL, Dash, as it's being called today. For a while, it was being called the Khorasan Group, Core Al-Qaeda, the various boogeymen that hide under your bed and scare you at night and threaten to get you, all of which are funded by the United States federal government, if the truth be told. We have this letter now, we got Obama negotiating with Iran purportedly to dispel their nuclear program desires. Folks, I don't really understand. I see the problem is this whole story is wrong on so many levels. Number one, and most important of all, is Iran has sovereignty. Iran is a sovereign country. Who are we to tell them they can't have a nuclear weapon? You know, Israel is loaded to the hilt with nuclear weapons. Why shouldn't Iran have nuclear weapons? Nothing balances power out better than everyone being on the same level militarily. This is why we have all the conflicts going on. This is why we have the State Department starting wars everywhere. It's because the United States has had the ability to be the world's bully. So, Iran having a nuclear weapon, frankly, that doesn't scare me as bad as the psychopaths, the State Department having a nuclear weapon. So, the State Department's representatives are over there talking to Iran purportedly to get rid of their nuclear program. Now, I don't know if that there's even any evidence that they have a nuclear program in the works, other than for energy purposes. But all that aside, while they're over there negotiating, talking to Iran, we got these Congress critters, these Republicans, sending a letter saying, whatever agreement you come up to can be undermined. It's not going to last. So that's wrong. Because if Iran wants to agree to disarm, well, I guess that's up to Iran to do. And they're not going to do it unless there's some kind of assurance. So you got the Republicans undermining that, which just illustrates perfectly the dysfunction of our federal government. You've got Iran firing back saying that you're ignorant of international law.
Every single country in the world on. That's what it seems to be. It seems to me that we are going around to the world and infuriating everyone as a plan.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. You got Iran firing back saying, you 47 U.S. Republican senators are ignorant of international law. Well, guess what, guy? We don't have to abide by international law. There's no reason why we should abide by international law. Then we have the one of the people firing back. I'll tell you what, let's take the break. We got to take the break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
My youngest son came home today. His friends marched with him all the way. The python drum beat out the time, while in his box of polished pine, like dead meat on a butcher's tray, my youngest son came home today.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Flint in the chat room says, Iran having nukes is just an excuse to invade. There's technology behind nukes that Iran has. The nukes excuse is for the ignorant masses. I think that's exactly what they want, is an excuse to invade. It's very obvious, and this is why, despite the pressuring of by the administration of Iran to disarm, the GOP does not want that to happen, because the people that fund them are the military-industrial complex. So you see, that's why really they sent the letter to Iran, in my opinion, to undermine the nuclear talks, assuming, of course, that that's what the talks really are about. And I don't know that they are. Honestly, he could be over there arranging the next false flag operation for all we know. You know, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize winning warmonger. By the way, did you see also that the chairman of the Nobel Committee was forced out? Did you see that, Nancy? he was demoted. in large part because they gave the prize to Obama. So now he's just a committee member. Are you still there? Okay.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, the Nobel Committee chair was forced.
Yeah,
was actually demoted. He was demoted because they got so much ridicule.
Yeah, exactly.
Earlier I was reading the final report of the Sandy Hook Advisory Commission, ladies and gentlemen, and I just wanted to let you know that is up on the website already. I posted that earlier, probably about a week ago, I would say. It's in the Sandy Hook section. We will put it in the show notes also for your perusal, as I said. But, you know, this whole idea of nuclear negotiations, getting Iran to disarm, all this goes back to that State Department publication 7277, which is the implementation of the blueprint for the peace race, ladies and gentlemen, which under State Department publication 7277, the United States and every other nation of the world, any military action has to be in the common interest. Any military, all nations must basically gut their military except for having enough to contribute to the UN peace force internationally and having enough military to squash any internal uprisings. And I'm paraphrasing here. We've read it before on the broadcast in the past. You can look it up for yourself. Maybe we'll dig that up and stick that in the show notes also. But this is that monumental document, which was, put into effect in 1961, basically is the foundation for all the disarmament of every military around the world and every sovereign country around the world. And without your military, you have no ability to defend yourself. And if you have no ability to defend yourself, ladies and gentlemen, you are not sovereign. You cannot be sovereign. If you're sovereign at the good graces of somebody else, then that, by very definition, is not sovereignty. And that's what the whole point of this whole UN system is to undermine national sovereignty. It's called world government, ladies and gentlemen. It's called a new world order.
Well, and I mean,
the very thing that we were being ridiculed for years ago has come to fruition right before our eyes. Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, I mean, think of it. I mean, we have state-of-the-art new nuclear military weapons. We have them on the ground, in the sea, new ships. We have them in outer space. China has them. Russia has them. India has them. All of Europe has them. We have them. You know, what do you mean, disarmament? Are you kidding me? You know, I love looking at the photographs of, you know, the new rollouts of these nuclear ships and submarines and airplanes and space weapons, drones, disarmament.
Well, it's disarmament for national security purposes. Under 7-7-7, the implementation in three phases, all populations of people have to be disarmed except for their contributions to the UN Peace Force. Well, we're the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen. We're the gunners for the global government. And so you need to keep that in mind as you, with tears in a handkerchief, wave your friends, your sons, your daughters, off to fight and die in these wars around the world to protect us from ISIS or the big bad boogeyman du jour. You need to keep in mind that this is what your children are going off to fight and die for. Has nothing to do with national security, has nothing to do with national sovereignty. Has everything to do with establishing the world order. As Arthur Schlesinger Jr. said years ago, in defense of the world order, U.S. soldiers would have to kill and be killed. He said, we're not going to have a world order without paying for it in blood, words, and money. And guess what? It's not going to be his children's blood. It's not going to be his money. So
it's ours.
all slaves need to keep that in mind. Don't be a slave. Don't send your kid to die for them. That's the point. I'm not a pacifist, by the way. And I want to make it clear, I'm not against the military. This is why I'm having this conversation in the first place. This is why I harp on these wars all the time. It's because I'm not against the military. I am in favor of individuals and their ability to live. And if these wars were legitimate, if we were under a legitimate threat, you know, I wouldn't have any problem with any of this. If we had leaders who, well, I hate even having the word leaders, but if we had officials in charge giving the commands, giving the orders, who had good intentions,
yeah,
I would not have any problem. Fact of the matter is, if I knew that the thing was going to be executed well, and you know, I might even sign up for myself. Okay, if I knew. But I know what these things are all about, people. This is not a just cause, and they never are a just cause. They're not fighting for freedom. Then we got Kerry going, turning around and saying to the Republicans, you can't modify an Iran-U.S. nuclear deal. Reuters reports U.S. Secretary John Kerry told Republicans who control Congress on Wednesday that they would not be able to modify any nuclear agreement struck between the United States and Iran. Kerry said he responded with utter disbelief to an open letter to Iran on Monday, signed only by Republican senators, that said that any deal would only last as long as U.S. President Barack Obama, a Democrat, remains in office. When it says that Congress would actually modify the terms of an agreement at any time, it's flat wrong. Kerry, who has been negotiating a deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program in exchange for easing sanctions, told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He continued by saying, you don't have the right to modify an agreement reached executive to executive between leaders of a country. Oh, really? Well, gee, seems to me like I remember every agreement has to be ratified by the U.S. Senate. So these scumbags think they can just, you know, we can just come up with any agreement we want, and to hell with Congress.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, you think we've defeated kingdoms and kinghood? This is what we have here today in America, an executive dictatorship.
Yep.
All right. Earlier we talked about the situation with Connecticut. That false flag. Now we go on to another false flag. And that is the marathon bombing in Boston. Excuse me. We had a court. There was a dispute, of course, about whether it can stay in Boston or not. They agreed to allow it to stay in Boston. When we come back from the break, I'm going to touch upon briefly some of what's been going on with that trial, because I think it's very important in regards to what the FBI is supposedly. Oh, actually, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the old clock. We still got more time. So we'll go ahead and do that now. Boston Marathon bomb. The FBI had their testimony completely ripped apart by the defense. They've made some pretty colossal mistakes in this trial. Now, keep in mind that one of the witnesses that knew these people, the FBI conveniently, what was it, down in Florida? They went and interviewed this guy and they just happened to kill the guy. You remember that, Nancy? I'm trying to remember the details of it now.
Yeah, they went in to interview him, ended up shooting him like 7 times. And like 3 or 4 times in the back, and they claimed that he tried to attack them.
Yeah, and he's a guy that, you know, it seems to me like I also remember somebody else being found in a river or somewhere pertaining to this. So there was all kinds of weird things that happened surrounding that whole thing.
indeed.
Now we get this week from The Guardian. Sparks flew in a federal courtroom in Boston on Tuesday. In the trial of Jahar Saraniev, the younger and only survivor of two brothers accused of perpetrating the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, as the testimony of an FBI agent and witness for the prosecution collapsed under cross-examination by the defense. Saraniev's defense attorney, Miriam Conrad, surgically deconstructed testimony given late on Monday by an FBI agent that looked at Saraniev's Twitter accounts and embarrassed the FBI by showing them to have misidentified a picture of a mosque in Grozny, Chechnya, as the Muslim holy site of Mecca. On Monday, FBI Special Agent Stephen Kimball showed the court the front page of a second Twitter account that he alleged also belonged to Saraniev, and read out tweets from his personal, separate personal account that played into the prosecution's picture of Saraniev as a callous, radicalized killer. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we played audio on this broadcast from the mother, and I believe the father also, who said that their boys had been stalked by the FBI for like 5 years leading up to this event. Now, we've talked about many times on this broadcast about how the FBI, a third of their budget is counterterrorism. It's earmarked for counterterrorism. And if they don't have any terrorism that they can point to and say that, well, see, we caught these guys, they were about to do this, well, then, of course, you know, that money is going to be slashed from their budget. And we can't have that now, can we? So we got to make sure we have some terrorism here. And anyway, they have been caught numerous times, the FBI has, taking these people by the hand, leading them through all the machinations of an act of terrorism, and then taking them down at just the last minute. Okay? So they use entrapment means on a lot of these people. Some of the people, in fact, recently there was an event where they were actually caught at a mosque, and the mosque kicked these people out, the FBI agents. They didn't want them there because they're talking radicalism. But this is the kind of stuff that the FBI does in order to entrap. Hey, buddy, you're a little unstable? You need a little money? Would you like to get even? Here's something you can do. We'll provide you the explosives. We'll provide you the money. We'll provide you everything you need. And then right when they're about to pull the trigger, aha, we got you. Congratulations, you're a terrorist. This is how our federal family operates, listeners. So they say in this, on Tuesday when Conrad... On Tuesday when Conrad placed those tweets in context, much of Kimball's testimony was made to look like the result of cynically selective representation by the prosecution. Quote, "You said the picture that forms in the background of the second account was a picture of Mecca," said Conrad towards the end of a lengthy and tense cross-examination. "Yes, to the best of my knowledge," answered Kimball. "Did you bother to look at the picture of Mecca?" Conrad shot back. "No. Would it surprise you to learn that it is a picture of Grozny? That picture on the account is not of Mecca. The FBI had misidentified it. It is, in fact, a picture of the Ahmad Kadyrov Mosque in Grozny. The exposure of that mistake was just part of a long morning of embarrassment for the FBI, as Conrad poked gaping holes in their investigation into Saraniev's online persona. Kimball was forced to admit that he did not know that several of the tweets the prosecution had highlighted yesterday to damning effect as pointing towards Saraniev's radicalization and violence were actually lyrics from pop songs. This included perhaps the most damning tweet of all those shown by the prosecution, which read in "I shall die young." So apparently the kid was, assuming this is really his Twitter account, was posting lyrics of songs, and the FBI is looking at this as being a hey, looky here. See, he's planning on dying young. I don't know. You know, hopefully the jury will see the circus that this whole thing is and let this guy off. Because I'm convinced he's not guilty of anything but being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But it's sad, ladies and gentlemen, but this is the new America. This is what happens when you don't get involved and you allow these scumbags to do their own thing. And again, I come back to the Smith-Mundt Act, the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act, where it's now considered legal for the United States to propagandize its own people in the United States, in the media. We're being lied to on every front. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here. Nancy, do you have anything else? I've been kind of dominating. I don't want to dominate the show.
Yeah, there's one thing that I do want to talk about. I think it's important, and that is this was a press release actually out of NATO and off of their website, and it said that the NATO Secretary General is to visit the headquarters of Allied Command Operations. Now, let me just read this to you briefly. It says, NATO Secretary General Mr. I think it's Hans Stoltenberg will visit the Allied or the headquarters of Allied Command Operations. That is the, an acronym of SHAPE for some reason, SHAPE, on Wednesday, March the 11th, 2015, where he will participate in a conference of military commanders from across the alliance. And so we had a meeting of the military commanders of all of NATO, all of the countries involved in NATO. Says joint press conference of the NATO Secretary General and the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, General Philip Breedlove. And so I think that that's very telling. When, as we talked about, we've got an article up saying get ready for war. Well, when you have a meeting of this level that includes the Secretary General of NATO, I would say prepare for war is probably a very good idea.
Well, and everywhere we turn, we see signs that war is about to break out.
Oh, it's really unbelievable. I actually found a site where they talk. They said 65 countries are involved in war right now, and 614 countries are involved in militia, guerrilla wars where weapons are being used. And 614 of those going on, including cartel wars. And so, yeah, I think that it behooves us to keep this in mind. Get seeds in. Get water in. Because you just never know.
No, you never know. And in the meantime, you have efforts on Capitol Hill to promote more gun control. Former Congressman Gabrielle Giffords earlier this month was on Capitol Hill to kickstart a long-shot campaign, the AP says, to expand criminal background checks to all commercial firearm sales. And so the beat goes on. They're going to keep hammering this gun control thing, try to do it incrementally because they can't do it any other way. There's efforts also to attack and ban certain types of firearms, or ammunition, I should say. Go ahead.
Darren, the bottom line is, anymore, with the whole world so incredibly angry with us, you know, we go into another global type of a situation or a global war, especially with one of the big powers, we're not going to, you know, be left unscathed over here. Not anymore.
All right, we're going to take the break here. Hour number three of Government America straight ahead, folks. We hope you'll stay tuned. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.